This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Many ask the question, why, in the face of tragedy and death? Another question that troubles many is, what happens to the deceased? Paul addresses these questions in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. In studying this portion, first spread out what you find, then sort it into groups. Three groups I identified are things having to do with the mind, with our feelings, and our will. Once sorted, I structured it into an outline. The title, Our Hope in the Face of Death. 1. Our hope addresses the mind. 2. Our hope acknowledges our feelings. And 3. Our hope appeals to the will. Next, amplify further. Our hope addressing the mind can be amplified by listing the historical fact that Jesus Christ died and rose again. God promises believers their own resurrection and ascension at the return of Jesus Christ. Paul didn't want Christians to be ignorant of this glorious outcome of their faith. Under our hope acknowledges our feelings, I mentioned it is perfectly natural to grieve the death of a loved one, but our grief is tempered by the ultimate destiny of believers in Jesus Christ. We often need encouragement during such times, and that's okay. Under our hope appealing to our will, I noted that we need to believe in what God has provided. This faith is encouraged by the faith of others who stand with us by encouraging us with these great truths. To summarize an application, I would say the best way to prepare for our own and someone else's death is to believe in Jesus Christ. We need to help others take that step as well. Then together we can face death with a firm, well-founded hope.